Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masachet Yom Daf Nun Chet Amud Bet, looking at the fifth and sixth Mishnah together of this, the fifth parak, continuing with the description of the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. Yatzah Alam Mizbeach Asher Lifnei Adonai Zem Mizbeach HaZahav. This Mizbeach Asher Lifnei Hashem is a reference to the inner Mizbeach. Now, Yitchil Mechate V'Yored. We're going to see what Yatzah Alam Mizbeach actually teaches us. He would then be putting the dam on the mizbeach, going around. We'll see what that means. Mechan hu matchil. Which corner does he begin from? Remember, this mizbeach is very small, one amma squared. Mikaron mizrachit tzfonit, which means it's the further side, because mizrachit means on the outside relative to the parochet. Tzfonit maravit. Then he would move inside. Then Maravit, Dromit, move over. Dromit, Maravit, Mizrachit, move back. Makom shematchil b'chatat al mizbeach itzom, neshamei agomer al mizbeach apimi. He would finish on the southeast side, which is where is the same side on the outer mizbeach. You would start with a chatat, because, of course, you would go up the kevesh, take a right-hand turn, and the first corner you'd meet would be the southeast corner. Rabbi Eliezer Omer b'mkomo haya omer machate. He disagrees and says he would stand in one place and put the dam on all four corners from that place. Makwana yon temi lamata lamala. On all three corners, except for one, he would, and on three of the corners, he would put the dam from below and bring it up. Chutz mizu shaita lafanam, except for the one that was right in front of him, the corner he was at. Shon temi lamala lamata. And we'll see why, but he would put it from top down. He's all Toharosh Mizbeach Shavapemim, and then he would put Haza'ah on Tohar HaMizbeach. We'll see what that means. 7 times. Alright, so this total now means that we've had 16 Haza'ot inside, another 16 against the Parochet. That gives us 32. Another 4 here, on the corners of the Mizbeach. That gives us 36. And then 7 on Tohar Mizbeach is 43. And if you accept the opinion that on the four corners of this Mizbeach was separately Dam Apar and Dam HaSeir, then it would be 47. He would take the Dam out, everything left, and pour it into the Yesod Ma'aravi Shemizbeach Chitzon. Remember, the Yesod goes along the whole western side and on the southern side. And there is a hole in each one of those corners, one on the south side, one on the west side. These would be poured down the west one, which is the one he would meet immediately upon going out. However, any dam left over on an outer mizbeach matana would go down the south hole, which is, of course, the first one he would encounter if he came down from the kevesh. All the damim mix up in the ama that would then go down to Nachal Kidron. And the dam would be sold to gardeners who would use it as fertilizer, and Me'ilah applies if they used it before they bought it. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara asks, what does that teach us? Remember that there are two different kinds sets of korbanot whose dam is brought inside. There's the ones we're reading about, Yom HaKippurim, and then there's all the other special ones, which is Par Baal Kol HaMitzvot, and Par Kohen Mashiach, and Seir Avodah Zarah. The whole group is called Chataot Pnimiot. However, they're dealt with differently. The other ones, the non-Yom HaKippurim ones, the Kohen Gadol stands behind the Mizbeach, and does Haza'ah towards or on the Parochet. We saw the Machloket already. Yacholav Zekein, I might think that for Yom Kippur also he's standing behind the Mizbeach. Tamanor Yatzah Mizbeach. That's why the Torah says, after doing the Matanot on the Parochet, Yatzah El Mizbeach. Meaning, Echanei Alifnim Yom Mizbeach. He would do those 16 Haza'ot, one up, seven down for each of the Par and Sa'ir, between the Mizbeach and the Parochet, and then he would go out. Which means he would certainly end up now behind the Mizbeach to do this next set, which would be the east side. This is the inverse side. The Torah says about the other Chatot Pimiot, he does the Haza'ah Lifnei Hashem. Why is that? Because on Yom Kippur, we know that he's standing between the Mizbeach and the Parochet. Yachol av zekein, I might think that for the other Chator Pimiot, he's also inside. He would stand behind the Mizbeach. Mizbeach the Fnei Hashem and Kohen the Fnei Hashem. In other words, the Mizbeach is before Hashem and the Kohen is standing behind the Mizbeach. Alright. The rest of the Mishnah, the next part of the Mishnah said, he would begin to cleanse and go down. What does that mean? Tanu Rabanan. And I will say machloket. Mikern mizrachit dromit. He would start on the southeast corner, unlike our Mishnah. Dromit maravit, and then come in to the southwest corner. He would come over maravit tzfonit, and then back tzfonit mizrachit to Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva had him going in an opposite direction. As our Mishnah had. They each started at the place that the other one ended. But everybody agrees that he does not start at the first corner he meets, because then he would be starting on the west side. Everybody agrees he starts on the east side, and the only question is it northeast or southeast? My Thomas, so why do you pass the first corner? Because, as we saw earlier, he goes out to the Mizbeach, meaning he has to go behind the entire Mizbeach. Alright? Now the only question is, why would you start on the north or the south side? So the first question is, according to Rabbi Kiva, why don't you go right? Which would mean, according to Rabbi Kiva, you would start on the southeast, but then go to the southwest, as in the northeast. Go to the right. Maybe they disagree about this whole need to always go to the right. In the description of the big pool that Shlomo made, there were 12 animals that were holding it in the statues. There were three facing in each direction, and the sea was behind them on their back, and the order is described as going in a right direction. Lamizrach, you go to the east. Now, perhaps Rabbi Kiva doesn't accept that drasha. We know everybody agrees that the general rule in the Mikdash always go to the right. The question is, maybe Rabbi Kiva says, we do not infer rules about the inside of the Mikdash from outside in the courtyard where you do indeed go right. Okay, that's fine. Rabbi Kiva, if Rabbi Kiva doesn't accept that, then you could do either way. Why do you have to go this way? Really, you should be doing the dam at the first corner that you encounter. We know Rish Lakish's rule, which of course is much older than Rish Lakish, you do not pass by mitzvot. Meaning you don't to walk past the mitzvah and ignore it. But because the Pasuk said Yetzal Mizbeach, you have to pass it and go to the next one. So Rabbi Kiva says, therefore you should immediately come back to the west side to do it at the corner that you really should have done first. So that's why he says, I'll ignore the idea of going to the right in favor of this other principle. All right, another way to look at it is, if Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Lili agreed that you're actually walking around, then we would certainly apply what we know on the outside to the inside and go to the right. Perhaps they disagree about this. Maybe Rabbi Kiva says you don't actually walk around, but you just go around with your hands, in which case there is no rule of going to the right. And Rabbi Sagli says you walk around with your foot, by foot. Or perhaps everybody agrees that you stand in one place and just move your hand around. Maybe Rabbi Kiva says you simply do not apply what we know about walking around by foot to moving around with your hand, and then Rabbi Yosef Glili says we do. So Rabbi Yosef Glili, but do Rabbi Yosef Glili really think that you go around by hand, meaning you stand in one place? Rabbi Yosef Glili is the one represented in our Mishnah, And from the end of our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Omer Mekumoh Haya Omed Mechatei, he disagrees and says you stand in one place. Kaltana Kama Lo Sfirlu, Lo Sfirlu, he doesn't disagree. Chatek Rasham Mekar, we have to go back one answer. Marsal Akof Biyan, Marsal Akof Beregel, that Rabbi Kiva could agree with his Rebbe, Rebbe Eliezer, that you stand in one place, and therefore going to the right is not an issue. The disagreement could be maybe the circumnavigation of the inner Mizbeach is supposed to be done like the outer one. And Rabbi Kiva could say that that halacha of the outside is specific to the Mizbeach Chitzon, and the entire Mizbeach Pimi is about the size of one corner of the outer Mizbeach. Remember, the inner Mizbeach is one Amah squared by two Amah high, and the outer Mizbeach is 32 Amot squared. Okay, so now we have several options as to what they disagree about. Tanya Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Shnei Kohanim Gdolim Shayu Mikdash Rishon. We have some ancient tradition going to Kohanim Gdolim who survived the destruction of the first Mikdash. Zeh Omer V'yadi Kafti V'zeh Omer V'ragli Kafti. One said, when I was Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur, I went around by hand, standing in one place. The other one says, I walked around. Zenotem Tam Lidvarav, Zenotem Tam Lidvarav. Each gives an explanation for their reasoning. Zenotem Tam Lidvarav, Saviv de Mizbeach Biminkav, Saviv de Mizbeach Itzon. The one who walked around said, the rules on the inside are the same as the rules on the outside. Zenotem Tam Lidvarav, Kohen Mizbeach Biminkav, Machada Kernik Chitzon Kai. And the other one who went around by hand said, the entire Inner Mizbeach is basically the corner of the outer Mizbeach, so there is no going around. Okay, so several options here. This may be testimony to support the last option we have. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Komaya Omer Nochater. Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is you would stand in one place. Matnitin Mani Rabbi Yehuda Hi. So our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, meaning our Mishnah's report of Rabbi Eliezer follows the report as given by Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Meir. And Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Meir quotes Rabbi Eliezer as saying, Komo Omer Nochater. He would stand in one place and put the dam top down, except for the one diagonally opposite where he was standing, where he would put from down up. He would stand in one place and put them all from down up, except for the one that was right at his corner. He would put it from down up, top down. So that his clothes would not get bloodied from the dam, wouldn't sprinkle on his clothes. It was simply a pragmatic issue. And that is the opinion presented in our Mishnah, meaning Rabbi Eliezer's report in our halacha in our Mishnah is as reported by Rabbi Yehuda and not as reported by Rabbi Meir. As I mentioned, the word Torah Mizbeach is subject to some dispute. My Torah, what does it mean? Amar Amar Shila, Palgeti Mizbeach. It means halfway up the Mizbeach on the side. And Amar Inshi Tahar Tihara, like we say about midday. Soharayim is midday. Babi Palgeti Yoma. Meitavek Shumazen, Mazelo Agabe Aifer, Lugabe Agachalim, Alachote, Gachalim, Elach, Veelach, Mazet. When he does this Hazaah, he doesn't do it on top of ashes and not on top of coals. Rather, he clears the coals out and does Hazaah, meaning it's on top. Rav Shila, the proper report is al giluya the Mizbeach. It's on the top of the Mizbeach, and right on top of the Mizbeach itself, Tiyotiv, Ucha'etzem HaShemayim LaTohar. Now the word Tohar comes from the word Tohar in, or is related to the same word that we see in the description of Matan Torah, Ucha'etzem HaShemayim LaTohar, the purity of the Mizbeach, meaning right on top. Tanya, Chananya Omer Betzad Sfoni Hunotein, on the north side. So Omer Betzad Jomi Hunotein, the south side. B'maykem Ipalgi. The simple question is whether or not the opening to the Echal is on the north side or on the south side. And therefore, it would matter where you started your circumnavigation. And therefore, wherever it was that you finished circumnavigating, that's where you would stand and put it on top. My time, I'm a kravatir, over kicho, meaning, makom shikicho, sham tiaro. The place that you finished sanctifying it, that's where you did the Torah HaMizbeach. So it really depends on Rabbi Kiva versus Rabbi Saglili, where you started, therefore where you ended up, and where you ended up is the side that you would be on when you would put on the Torah HaMizbeach. Okay, now, Sherei Adam Yishvech HaYisod Ma'arvish HaMazbeach HaYitzon, you would then go out of the Mikdash and pour all the remaining dam into the western Yisod, the one that's facing you. Why Dam HaKra? It's called Dam HaPar Yishpoch HaYisod HaMazbeach. Chinafik Ba'u Pagab Reisha. That's the one you first encounter. But any dam from the outer Mizbeach would always go on the southern Yisod. Tanu Rabbanan. Torah says, Yisod HaMizbeach, Ze Yisod Dromit. The simple read of Yisod is the southern one. Tommy said, Dromit, or the Yisod Maravit, maybe it's the western one. Marta, you might read Atomina Kevesh, it's the Atomina Echal. When he comes down to from the Kevesh on an outer Mizbeach, Matana, we should infer from the rule of an inner Chatat, or inner Korban, when he comes out. When you come out from the Echal, you do the first one you encounter, the west one. Same thing, when you come down from the Kevesh, the first one you encounter is the southern one. He disagrees and says they all go on the western one. Says no, they all go on the southern one. Because he says the outer ones aren't explicit. The inner one is explicit. That's Lifnei Hashem. So therefore, infer the unclarified one from the explicit one and do them all in the west. Shimon Yochai, my Tama, how does Shimon Yochai have all of them in the south? Because he holds that the exit from the Mikdash was on the south side of the outer Mizbeach. And therefore, the first one you encountered was really on the south side. And now we have a Tana of Be'er Shmuel quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai as saying they're both on the south side. The men schlepped a man, meaning the students of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai schlepped Rabbi Shmuel to go onto the south side. Rabbi Shmuel himself said the west side, but his students end up quoting Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai saying the south side, so Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's students sort of overwhelmed them. Okay, Eilu ve'eilu mitavin ba'ma v'yotzin. We said that all the dam goes down the Amma, the Pimiot and the Chitzoriot, mix and go out the Amma, they're sold to the gardeners for Zevel, and Me'ila applies. Tanu Rabbanan, Mo'alin b'damim, the Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Shimon, they say Me'ila applies to dam. Chomrim eino Mo'alin b'hem. They said, no, there is no Me'ila b'dam. Ad kam lo pligi ela b'midrabanan. They are only disagreeing about whether there's Me'ila d'rabanan. D'oraita ein Mo'alin b'hem. There is no Me'ila b'dam midoraita. Me'ila applies to you. Makdish an animal and you ride the animal, or you take its wool, or you benefit in some other tangible way. Menahan imili amar ula markra lachem. Shalachem yehe. Vaya dam, vaninatativ lachem ala mizbeach lachaper. Alright, the guy says, I've given you the dam for your kapora. Meaning, shalachem yehe. It belongs to you. It doesn't belong to me. And mila doesn't apply. Remember, shimon tana lachaper, meaning lachapar natativ lola mi'ila. So, the same result from the same pasuk. But it's lachaper, meaning the dam is there for kapara, it's not me'ila. Yochamar amakra hu, meaning the fe'e kapara kal achar kapara, malacha kapara in bo me'ila, af the fe'e kapara in bo me'ila. So therefore, dam maintains a static status, and therefore, even before kapara, even before you've done zrikat adam, me'ila doesn't apply. Ve'im alacha kapara, fe'e kapara, fe'e kapara is bo me'ila, af kal achar kapara is bo me'ila, flip it. Say dam is always static, and say before me'ila, before kapara, Me'ila applies, and therefore even afterwards, against what we said. So the answer is, Ein lecha davar shenaseit mitzvato u'mo'alin bo. There's no such thing that as something that you've already completed the mitzvah and me'ila still applies. V'lo v'ari trumat ha'deshen. Trumat ha'deshen, where the kohen takes some of the deshen and puts it next to the mizbeach, and nonetheless, me'ila still applies after he's completed the mitzvah. The answer is Mishum Dahami Trumat Hadeshen Bigdekuna Shnei Ktuvim Habayim Keachad. It's a famous piece. The Trumat Hadeshen and Bigde Kahuna on Yom Kippur are two halachot that say essentially the same unique thing, which is that Me'ila applies even after the mitzvah is done. And what's the rule? V'chei Shnei Ktuvim Habayim Keachad Ein Malam Din. And remember, the rule of Bigde Kahuna is against Rabbi Dosa, that Bigde Kahuna that were used, either of the sets, for Yom Kippur, may not be used again. They need gnizav, nicham sham. And therefore, since we have two psukim teaching the same principle, that principle is limited to those two psukim. Now, ha nechal rabbanan tamrimi nicham sham lamech tu gnizav. That only works according to rabbanan, who say that big dekuna indeed require gnizav and can't be used again. Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Dechud, Rabbi Yidin, and the Kohen Hedyot. Rabbi Dosa, if you remember, said, we saw this twice already in the Masachet, said that Bigdei Kahuna actually could be used by a Kohen Hedyot in some future time. But Hinicham Sham just means that the Kohen Gadol can't use them for another Yom Kippur. So that's based on the idea that the Avnetosh of Kohen Gadol, Lozeo Avnetosh of Kohen Hedyot, and the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is the same as the Kohen Hedyot during the year. So Ma'ikal Emeimar, we still have shnei ktuvim, which means really, according to Rabbanan, we have shlosha ktuvim, and that is the egla rufa that's killed after a murder victim is found out in the middle of nowhere. We don't know who killed him. We kill the egla rufa, and you can't get an awe from it even after it was killed. Remember, we got Rabbi Yehuda in Kiddushin, who says that shlosha ktuvim kachad milamdin. So the answer is that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it'll work, because Tremi Utik TV, in the context of Trumat Adeshin, it says Visamo, put it next to Mizbeach, and in the case of the Egarufa, it says Ha'arufa, only this Ego. So in other words, this is the only thing that is Asur Bahana'a, even though the mitzvah is done. It says it twice, therefore it cannot be expanded elsewhere. Now, Vahani Tlati Kri Badam Lamali. So now the question is, why do we need the three words in the context of Adam, which we had earlier, three different sources for the fact that Adam does not have Me'ila. We have Lachem and Lachaper. As we saw above. The answer is chadamutim minotar. The notar doesn't apply to dam. Not the dam. Chadamutim ila, as we saw. But chadamutim mituma. That the nodin of tuma dam. Pigol otzarich lemute kra. We don't need a pasuk to tell us that pigol doesn't apply to dam, because if you had eaten dam from a korban pigol, we already know from another pasuk that you are patur from pigol. Now, did not, here we go. Kol shiishto matirin bein ladam bein lamizbeach bein alav mishum pigol. Pigol is also always all about matirin. Remember from the third parak of Zvachim. That is, with the matirin were brought kemitzvatam, then pigol applies. Now, the dam is the matir. Dam etzmo matir, so clearly, dam cannot have pigol applied to it. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next mishnah on our final podcast of the fifth parak. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.